Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most interesting and most frequently examined topics in the probability unit, conditional probability. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic appears in the higher tier papers and is absolutely worth mastering. So grab a pen and paper because we're going to work through this together. Let's start with the big question. What actually is conditional probability? Imagine you're picking a card from a deck. The probability of getting an ace is 4 out of 52. Straightforward. But now imagine I've already told you that the card is a red card. Suddenly, your sample space has changed. You're no longer thinking about all 52 cards, you're only thinking about the 26 red ones. The probability of getting an ace, given that it's red, is now 2 out of 26, which simplifies to 1 over 13. That word given is the key. Conditional probability is the probability of one event happening given that another event has already occurred. The condition changes the sample space, and that changes the probability. Once you understand that idea, everything else falls into place. Now let's look at the notation. In mathematics, we write conditional probability as P of A given B using a vertical bar to mean given. So P open bracket A, vertical bar, B close bracket means the probability of A given that B has occurred. The formula that connects this to other probabilities is P of A given B equals P of A intersection B divided by P of B. Let's unpack that. P of A intersection B, that's the probability that both A and B happen. And P of B is just the probability that B happens. So you're essentially asking, out of all the times B happens, how often does A also happen? This formula is higher tier content, and examiners will absolutely test whether you can apply it correctly. Write it down now. P of A given B equals P of A intersection B divided by P of B. Right, let's move on to the three main tools you'll use to solve conditional probability problems. Tree diagrams, Venn diagrams, and two-way tables. Starting with tree diagrams. A probability tree is a branching diagram where each branch represents a possible outcome, and the probability is written along the branch. The key rule is, probabilities on branches coming from the same point must add up to 1. Here's where conditional probability comes in. In a without replacement problem, for example, picking 2 counters from a bag without putting the first one back, the second set of branches changes depending on what happened on the first branch. Those second branch probabilities are conditional probabilities. They are the probability of the second event given what happened first. Let's work through an example. A bag contains 3 red counters and 2 blue counters. 2 counters are picked without replacement. What is the probability that both counters are red? On the first pick, there are 5 counters total, so P of red equals 3 over 5, and P of blue equals 2 over 5. Now, if the first counter was red, there are now 4 counters left, 2 red and 2 blue. So on the second branch from red first, P of red given red first equals 2 over 4, which is 1 over 2, and P of blue given red first equals 2 over 4, also 1 over 2, and P of blue given red first equals 2 over 4, also 1 over 2. If the first counter was blue, there are 4 counters left, 3 red and 1 blue. So P of red given blue first equals 3 over 4, and P of blue given blue first equals 1 over 4. To find the probability of both counters being red, we multiply along the branches. 3 over 5 times 2 over 4, which gives 6 over 20, simplifying to 3 over 10. Always multiply along branches and add across branches when you want the probability of different routes to the same outcome. Now let's talk about Venn diagrams. A Venn diagram shows 2 or more overlapping circles inside a rectangle. The rectangle represents the entire sample space, everything that can happen. Each circle represents an event. The overlapping region, the intersection, represents outcomes where both events occur. When you're using a Venn diagram for conditional probability, the key insight is this. When you're told that event B has occurred, you restrict your attention to the circle for B. You ignore everything outside that circle. Then you ask, within B, what proportion also falls in A? That proportion is P of A given B. For example, suppose 30 students were surveyed about whether they study French or Spanish. 18 study French, 15 study Spanish, and 8 study both. How many study neither? Total in circles. 18 plus 15 minus 8 equals 25. So 30 minus 25 equals 5 students. Study neither. Now, if a student is chosen at random from those who study Spanish, what is the probability they also study French? We're restricting to the 15 who study Spanish. Of those, 8 also study French. So, P of French given Spanish equals 8 over 15. See how the condition, given they study Spanish, restricts the sample space to just those 15 students? That's the core idea. Two-way tables work in a very similar way. A two-way table organizes data into rows and columns with totals along the edges. When you're given a condition, you find the relevant row or column total and use that as your new denominator. For example, a table shows 200 people surveyed about exercise habits and diet. The row for exercises regularly has a total of 80. Within that row, 60 also eat healthily. So P of eats healthily given exercises regularly equals 60 over 80, which simplifies to 3 over 4. The pattern is always the same. The condition tells you which row or column to focus on, and the total for that row or column becomes your new denominator.